Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Mentioned at the end of the show yesterday, I saw an Adam Schefter post that was then quote posted by Art Stapleton, who has been covering the Giants for a while, of course, and the Schefter post was Penn State edge rusher Abdul Carter had breakfast Sunday in State College with Giants head coach Brian Daboll. Carter is now scheduled to visit the Giants on Thursday in New Jersey. He figures to be a top three pick, obviously the Giants picking third. Then Art Stapleton quote tweeted that or quote posted that and said, Giants will have a wave of visits between now and Wednesday. We always anticipated that Abdul Carter would be among the visitors. But then this was, to me, a more definitive statement. If Cleveland doesn't take him, he'll more than likely be a Giant. So that means that even if Shedeur Sanders were there, Art Stapleton believes, because we think Cam Ward's going one, that if Shador's there and Abdul Carter's there, that Abdul Carter is going to be the pick and not Shedeur Sanders, which is something I did not think would happen. But there's a lot of momentum building towards that. And you do have to pay attention to the betting markets on these things. That's something, not something you could bet on in New York on FanDuel Sportsbook because of the rules and things that are chosen by human beings can't be bet on in the state of New York. You can do it in other places. You can do it in New Jersey. But, you know, a draft pick or an MVP vote or things like that, you can't bet on in New York. So I can't necessarily see the odds on my FanDuel Sportsbook app. But if you look in other places on the internet where you can bet it, now the betting favorite for Shedeur Sanders, the team that is most likely, according to the books, to get Shedeur Sanders is the New Orleans Saints. So those two things yesterday I thought were significant. As we mentioned before, some of these things that we hear you have to take with a grain of salt, not all of them. It seems, you know, looking at the guys who cover the team day in and day out and have the relationships, you know, within the building, you really got to look through what they're saying to find out what's going on. And if you go all the way back to February 26th, Art Stapleton has a post and an article that he has pinned to his profile.
Okay.
And it says, Giants need a franchise quarterback. Abdul Carter says winning teams need a franchise pass rusher. So could the Penn State star convince Big Blue to go with him instead? He'll get his opportunity, telling me he's already met with the Giants here. He's got that still pinned over a month later.
Yeah.
And so it seems to me that he's basically telling us without telling us that Abdul Carter's there, that's their guy.
And basically what you're also hearing is that, you know, people just, they don't want to deal with Shedeur Sanders. They just, it sounds like, it's not that he can't play in this league. I do believe he will be a success in this league only because he believes so much in himself. And I think that's the first hurdle you got to get over. I don't think there's any lack of confidence. I think he's got more than enough arm strength. He's your quintessential pocket passer. So all of that stuff, I will say, that it's positive for him. He's just not an explosive player. He's not like a 6'5", you know, got a howitzer for an arm, runs with the ball and makes secondary plays. That's just not who he is. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, your boy Mel Kiper likes him more than Cam Ward, and I don't think he's doing that just to get attention. I mean, he's a guy who is going to say what he believes and put his neck out there for him. But I don't necessarily know if they don't want to deal with Shedeur Sanders as much as they maybe don't think his talent is worthy of a top five pick. Maybe that's what it is.
I'll go back to what I said way back when. If these quarterbacks in last year's draft, they would have been drafted, past all the guys, after all the guys that had already gone. You know, it's just that you have three teams at the top of the draft that need some sort of quarterback answer for the foreseeable future. And I don't think they're all sold. Even though Cam Ward is explosive and he is a good athlete and he sounds like he's a really good kid and he sounds like he's a really good leader. And the Tennessee Titans have been trying to, you know, figure out who their quarterback is since Steve McNair left. So it makes sense to me. That one makes sense to me. But, you know, if the Browns don't take a quarterback, what are they doing?
Well, what are the Giants doing if they don't take a quarterback?
Well,
I
know what the Giants are doing. They have Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston and Tommy DeVito here. That doesn't mean that they're not going to take one of these other quarterbacks later in the first round if they could draft or trade back up in the first round. Maybe Cleveland will trade back up in the first round, and they'll draft one of these other younger quarterbacks, whether it be Tyler Shuck or whether it be Jackson Dart or whether it be Jalen Milroe or whoever. You know, Kyle McCord, maybe they will draft one of those guys. I got to believe both of those teams will be drafting one of those young kids.
Yeah. I mean, I know we talk so much about the top of the draft and busts there and all of that. I mean, if you take a guy second round, third round, chances are you also don't think that guy's going to be your franchise quarterback. If you have evaluated all of the quarterbacks, and I'm sure that, I mean, I don't think that they'd have Jackson Dart or Tyler Shuck or any of these guys ahead of Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders. If you evaluate all those guys and were like, all right, you know, Cam Ward, Shedeur Sanders are better than these guys. We don't like Shedeur enough to take them with number three, but now we're going to bring in Jackson Dart or Tyler Shuck down here and then hope that maybe he could be the franchise quarterback. You're just wasting a pick.
I will say this, that Tyler Shuck has all the attributes physically that I'm sure Brian Daboll is enamored with. Now, and, you know, he's had some injuries. He's older. He seems to be past all those injuries. That's why he was able to make it through the entire season with Louisville. So could I see the Giants going after him later on because of his physical attributes? Sure. I could definitely see that.
Okay. Yeah,
I think the Giants are passing now. Like, I go back and forth, vacillating back and forth of all this, and I think the Giants have done a really good job of kind of camouflaging what they're doing. There really hasn't been a leak at all, and I think if you follow Art Stapleton, who's got his ear to the ground in regards to the Giants, there's like a caveat word that's being used, and that caveat word is like, seems like, looks to be, you know, that those kind of words. Like,
well, he said most likely.
Yeah, I mean, most likely is another one of those words. It's John Heyman's words in the offseason.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, maybe, you know, seems to be, I don't know, most likely to me is a bigger one.
I mean, I still say most Giant fans, if Abdul Carter is there, they're going to want him. They're going to want him. You know, and I keep telling you, the other one, if the Jets or the Giants decided to take Mason Graham out of Michigan, I'd be good with that too.
Yeah, I just don't know where the Giants are going to find the future of that position. And now, like, I know it's a big if, but if Cam Ward ends up having a good rookie season or shows something like, you know, the other three quarterbacks last year did, I mean, that is just unbelievable. The Giants, 2 years in a row, won meaningless games, one with Tommy DeVito and two against an Indianapolis team that I've never seen play so bad in my life. To knock them out of a spot to draft a franchise quarterback 2 years in a row.
Yeah, unfortunate. But unless they get one of the other guys late that turns out to be something, which is also a very, you know, real thing.
Okay. I mean, but not around here, it's not. I mean, guys like Kyle Lauletta and Christian Hackenberg.
Yeah,
and
I know. I mean, believe me, it's long and illustrious when it comes to the draft being littered with busts. There's no question about that. And, you know, I was thinking like Will Levis down in Tennessee. Like, they've given him every opportunity, and he just can't play a game without making a just colossal error.
Yeah.
And, you know, the thing that I believe about Shedeur Sanders is the same thing that I believed about Patrick Mahomes. It's what has he been surrounded by his entire life? He's been surrounded by professional athletes his entire life. He's had pressure on him because of his last name his entire life. That's the one thing that I believe that will allow Shedeur Sanders to be a success. That the one other thing that I think that could lead him to be a complete bust could be the mindset of entitlement.
Yeah, I know where you're coming from with that. I don't think they're going to have any of those issues. I really think that the thing I worried about with him is just the actual talent level of playing in the NFL. I do think mentally he's going to be fine. He'll be able to handle it. He has gone through a lot of stuff that, you know, not, you know, every single college kid goes through with the attention that he's had on him since he was a kid.
Yeah, most kids don't drive my box on campus, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And I would also say that, you know, a guy like Michael Penix. So Michael Penix, like Tyler Shuck, had a lot of injuries initially at Indiana. Ends up going out to Washington, plays with Roma Dunze, and they are highlight reel watching them play. And, you know, and you talk about perfect spirals, and you talk about catchable balls. That's exactly what Michael Penix throws. And that's why we were so high on him. And then when Atlanta drafts him, everybody's like freaking out. And I'm like, why? I mean, they need their quarterback of the future, because the quarterback that they just signed is not going to be there for 10 years. He's going to be there hopefully for 2 years, and then Michael Penix will take over. Little did we know that it was going to end the way that it did with Kirk Cousins. And maybe that's the trade that happens to Cleveland. Maybe Cleveland goes after Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
Maybe that trade's already done. They just haven't announced it yet.
Yeah, maybe same thing with Aaron Rodgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Hal, I don't think I'm going to actually do this, but I'm just thinking, like, if me and you, just off the top of our heads, we started the timer, and we went back and forth, you say one, I say one, and we went through quarterback busts in the first round, just off the top of our
heads. In the first round.
How long do you think we would go before we ran out of names? Would it be 10 minutes? Would it be 20 minutes?
I know. You're drafting human beings, and I always say they have to be drafted into the right environment in order to be successful.
All right. If we did the four of us, we went around.
Why don't we see if we get – how long would it take to get to 20?
Oh, that would be simple. No problem. But who would be out first? That we think Al would be out first? And then between the three of us, who's the favorite to win that? Is it Eddie? To win, like, at the end, stand clear. I kind of want this challenge now. I think Jerry would be really good at this, too.
I think Jerry would be, too.
We bring Jerry in. We keep Al out of it. Or is it is it fun to have Al
in?
All right, you want in, too? All right. You know what? Just tell Jerry to come in now, because I want it off the top of our heads. I don't want anybody looking at anything. Off the top of our heads. All right?
Okay.
Is it fair to just go around and around, or do we do like a snake thing?
Yeah, I'm going to give you one player, and I don't think anybody would say his name because he did go to, you know, two AFC championship games, would be Mark Sanchez.
You can't, yeah, okay.
All right. That's not a bust.
No, I wouldn't say that, no. I mean, there's many other guys you can go to. All right, Jerry, here's the deal. We're going to go all of us. There's going to be a last man standing, okay?
Okay.
We're going to start. And we'll just, I don't know how do you do this fairly with who starts first? That's the only thing I want.
What is the topic?
All right, so we're just going to keep going. Quarterback busts in the first round.
Busts.
Keep going around. And when you're out of names, you're out. And see who's the last man standing. First round. Has to be first round. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So we'll go, how about this? We'll go in order of oldest to youngest. Okay. So I'll go last.
Okay.
All right. So we'll go, it's Boomer, Eddie, Al, Jerry, me. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Seniority wins in this situation. All right? So, Boomer, you go first.
Jack Thompson.
Tim Couch.
Jamarcus Russell.
Oh, that was mine. Mitchell Trubisky.
Jake Locker.
Achilles Smith.
Rosen out of UCLA.
Oh, that's another good one.
Brian Bosworth.
You're out.
Out.
What? Guy had a terrible career.
Quarterbacks.
Oh, we're only doing quarterbacks?
Quarterbacks!
Oh, I didn't hear that part.
You didn't look there.
It's no. Only quarter. You want to go again?
No. I'm going to be out in a second.
All right. We're only doing quarterbacks.
Did someone say Achilles Smith yet?
Yes.
I did.
Oh, I did that one this morning.
Why are you going to be out already, Jerry?
No. I mean, would you call Daniel Jones a bust?
Yes.
Okay.
Ryan Leaf.
I didn't go yet. I have
say
to
Ryan
go.
Leaf.
I say Ryan Leaf then.
You know what? I will do that.
Ryan Leaf.
Joey Harrington.
Klingler. David Klingler.
Oh, God. Already?
Yeah, Al's
well, I don't know. Is it fair to say Zach Wilson? I mean, it's yes. Kind of recent.
Yes.
Oh, but his career's not over. You could say Sam Darnold, and he's had a resurgence.
Well, I wouldn't say
all
Sam
right, so
Darnold.
So I'm saying now. Zach Wilson.
All right. Christian Ponder.
Yeah, of course. Vikings. Oof.
You just gave me a good one.
He did. I will say. God.
Oh, wow. You're going to be out?
Yeah, it could be out.
Wow.
There's a million of them, too. Giants. Dave Brown, supplemental draft.
That's a good one.
Winky out of Florida State.
Near and dear to me, going way back. Quincy Carter.
Was he a first-round pick?
He was a late first-round pick. I believe Quincy
that?
Carter was picked 17th overall.
All right.
Was
just,
he
just
really?
I was
ready to go round, with then it. I'm out. If he's second round, I'm out. I thought he was from Georgia, right?
Second round.
Oh!
Quincy Carter was second round.
Out! All right. Two out.
Man.
All right. Don't jump the gun. I'm next.
All right.
Damn. Don't jump the gun.
I got a lot of good ones here, too, now.
Johnny Manziel.
Okay. Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, that's fine at this point. That's definitely fine. Eddie?
I'm out, so.
Heath Shuler.
Wow.
Pulled that right out of your ass.
Wow, you did.
EJ Manuel.
That's a good one.
Wow. That was a reach, too, by the way, that one.
What do you think?
Yeah. Robert Griffin III.
Well done. Good for a year or two.
He won Offensive Rookie of the Year.
And he was injured.
Yeah, but when you pick them, you expect them to be your quarterback for 15 years.
Interesting.
I'm with Boomer on that
one. If you're saying Mark Sanchez isn't a bust, but Robert Griffin III is?
Yeah, but Robert Griffin III, took the Redskins at the time to one playoff game against the Seattle Seahawks, lost, and that was it. I mean, when you draft the guy first, you would expect him to be
I'm
like
with
a
Boomer
10-year
on this one.
Wasn't he sec? Was he first or second?
Either way, yeah. He was top five.
All right, so you're saying bust? All right.
I think so.
All right, fine. We can.
And just because it's injury, it is what it is.
We can go with that. Eddie?
The kid out of North Dakota State of the Niners took number three. I'm blanking.
Trey Lance.
There. I don't know if you want to give me credit for
no,
that.
That's fine.
Who's someone fine. Just signed.
Yeah, that's he fine. Just got signed by.
I forget who.
Brandon Whedon.
That's a good one.
Man. We can't put Bryce Young in there yet, right?
No.
No, I don't think
he had a bounce back year last year.
Mm-hmm. Trevor Lawrence.
Ooh.
I can't do that yet. Not yet.
No, they just gave a huge contract. You're sticking with them.
In 5 years from now, maybe. Not right now.
You've got to do better than Trevor Lawrence. I'll give you another chance. You got to do better than that.
Well, why did he get another chance?
Because.
Well, at least it was a first round draft pick. Quincy Carter wasn't.
All right. My bad.
Okay. Let's see. Just trying to think of all the crappy organizations.
There's one you guys are missing.
We are.
Well, I mean, there's several, but there's
a ton we're missing. Yeah,
there's
for God's sakes.
But there's one in particular.
Well, now all of a sudden you're a tough guy.
No, because I pulled up the list.
Because
I pulled up the list.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I actually did this about 6-7 months ago to illustrate all the misses and what a sham the draft is.
All right. Boomer, you in or what?
Yeah, I'm done.
All right. All right, me and you, Eddie.
It's annoying me.
Vince Young.
Blake Bortles.
Marcus Mariota.
Jameis Winston.
Hello?
Come on.
We have a clock here, or what are we doing?
No, we don't.
Oh, I got one.
Wait, you're out. Wait. Oh, hold on. I can't think of his name. Carolina Panthers. Jury's still out on him. He's playing.
No, we already Bryce said Young?
No, we said him already.
Oh, okay. Then I'm out.
What about Kyle Bowler?
Yeah,
that's a good one.
And I was sitting on J.P. Losman, by the way.
J.P.
Tim Tebow was the first round pick.
Yes, yeah. He was Buffalo. Yeah.
Jake Locker.
I said Jake Locker.
Said that.
Blaine Gabbert.
That's another good one.
You said Christian Ponder, right?
Yep.
What would you consider Ryan?
Winner, by the way.
Ryan yes. Tannehill.
He was successful.
Eighth overall. Okay.
Yeah, all right, he's not a boss. Boss compared to those other guys.
You said Manziel. Anybody else you miss here? Paxton Lynch.
Paxton Lynch
was a first round pick. Carson Wentz, the number two pick overall. Yeah. Great first year. Right. Got hurt.
Should have been MVP. Kind of like our Robert Griffin III.
Yeah. The one that no one mentioned, Deshaun Watson. Yeah. I know he played great.
At one time he was like,
but look what's happened to him now.
Yeah, true.
So, all right, maybe not. Fair enough. And then what else? You guys said Josh Rosen. Then we said Daniel. Well, that was unfortunate. I'm not going to say that one. This was a really good year. Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Justin Fields, still Mac Jones.
Yeah.
Jury's still out on them. So
there's a lot.
Well, I think we did pretty good.
It's a lot. You guys did great.
I will take the crown.
You should. You should feel good about that.
That was fun. They started flowing. I was writing them down. When me and Eddie went tit for tat there at the end, that was great.
Oh, one more. Alexei Lafreniere.
Low blow!
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order is backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
You know, I was looking at this this list of all these players. I forget, like Arch Schliester. You know, of course, David Carr, Kelly Stauffer, Heath Shuler. Man, Rich Campbell, way back when, Todd Marinovich.
A lot of misses.
Yeah, there are.
Probably more misses than hits.
Well, you're dealing with human beings. And depending on the situation that they step into will determine, in large part, their long-term success. And I always say that the guy that stepped into the best ever was Patrick Mahomes. You had a great player who has a great coach and who had a great mentor in Alex Smith. And that team was building. And he just got at the right place at the right time with the right coach. And look what happened.
Kansas City model. Jerry.
Jawan.
What's happening? Pretty good model. So this was the first year Ian Eagle was the lead guy on CBS. With Jim Nantz stepping away and is focusing on golf. And so Ian at the mic last night.
He wasn't really there. He wasn't stepping away. He was there and he was crying. And was
well, from the microphone from the tournament. That's all I mean. And now he's doing his golf thing as we know. I'm sure
Tim
he's
Tebow.
Probably at Augusta.
Yeah,
we said him.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody said Tebow.
Okay. Yeah. Well, afterwards when Jerry was going through some stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. So here's Ian's final call last night on CBS.
13 seconds left. Florida leads it by two. Uzan got to go. Uzan, give it up. Cryer, 6 seconds, 5 seconds, Sharp. He won. He can't touch it. He can't. 1 second. Florida is back on top of the college basketball world. Championship madness. It's a great day to be a Gator.
I would say so. Ian with a great call on CBS. I did it. The fact that he laid out there after Raf says it's a travel, you can't touch it. I mean, not that we're shocked. That's what Ian does. But Florida wins 65-63. Will Richard led the way with 18 points and 8 rebounds. This was a 12-point deficit they came back from and outplayed Houston in the second half. Here was their head coach, Todd Golden. What changed?
Obviously, Houston is the best defensive team in America by the numbers, and we knew it wasn't going to be easy to score on them. We still weren't able to get up and down too much in the second half, but we scored 37. We were able to knock down our free throws, and we just took much better care of the basketball.
And on the flip side, this Kelvin Sampson, boy, that was a tough ending.
We did play well. We just didn't play very good the last 3 minutes, and that's been a strength of ours all year long. Was winning close games.
And it wasn't last night. And think about the way they closed out Duke, and Duke couldn't score over the last 90 seconds.
Yep.
And so
watched it happen to themselves.
Exactly. And so that be that. The Florida Gators, your national champion, to say goodbye to the college basketball season. We are almost to the NBA playoffs, but there are some important games still remaining, like the Knicks and Celtics tonight from Madison Square Garden. I just saw, I guess, Jalen Brunson was on one of the late night shows last night.
Yeah, I
saw it.
I didn't realize that was a new clip.
Oh, I don't
know.
Tell what's new and old anymore.
It might be. I saw him there, and I was like, I wonder if that's new or not. And then I was like, I don't really care.
Nets play the Pelicans tonight. We'll have that for you right here on The Fan. All right, we get to the baseball from last night. We'll start at Citi Field.
Stanek Deal swinging a high fly ball to right center field. Moving over is Taylor, the center fielder. He's under it. makes the catch, put it in the box.
Yeah, a nice, easy ninth inning for Ryan Stanek. There was no stress, no agita. The Mets beat the Marlins 2-0. Juan Soto and Tyrone Taylor provide the offense. In terms of the pitching, Senga, 5 innings, 4 from the bullpen. Stanek closes it out. Why has the bullpen been so good so far this season?
I think it's a group that's really bought in, like, top to bottom. Like, the guys like what they're selling, and buy-in is so important. You get guys to believe in the philosophy and in themselves, and good things happen.
Well, good things are happening. They're the best bullpen in baseball through the first week and a half. And then there's Tyrone Taylor. So he had the RBI single, a little bit of breathing room to make it a 1-0 to a 2-0 game. But right in front of him, the table was set. Vientos walks. Then you pinch run Siri, who then immediately steals second. You get the base hit. The run comes in. Here was Taylor on Mets Odyssey Radio.
I think everybody in the stadium knew that this man was going to go. So it was just a matter of time of wondering when. And he's a great base runner, great baseball player, and he's fast as heck. So it was nice to have him out there and get on second.
Mets now 7-3. The Marlins fall to 5-5. Clay Holmes and Connor Gillespie today. That'll be at 4:10 with a first pitch on Mets Odyssey Radio.
By the way, they have Pete Alonso. Congratulations, him and his wife.
Why is this?
The first child on the way.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah, they posted that yesterday.
On the way, like, soon, or, like, we're only, like, 3-4 months into it?
They didn't really say.
Okay.
But, I mean, she doesn't look like she's about to have the baby.
So maybe they're 3-4 months
into
it.
Yeah, somewhere in there where they felt comfortable enough to share. I know maybe he didn't put it out there because the due date might be somewhere in October. And he didn't.
Fair point.
But yeah, so it's just first child for them on the way in a few months. So congrats.
And then a little Mets story as well, which I think if you're going to fill in the blank, I kind of think I know where you guys would go, but maybe not. The Mets will honor St. John's at Citi Field on Wednesday. Pre-game ceremony. Rick Pitino and blank will be on hand, and Zubi Echefor will throw out the ceremonial first pitch. Who is the blank?
Yeah, I saw this, so I'll let Boomer.
Who is the blank?
It's Rick Pitino, blank, and Zubi.
And the team behind
Echefor.
Him. Yep.
And Zuby's throwing out the first pitch, and the teammates.
Who is the blank?
I saw it.
Chris Mullen?
Not Chris Mullen. It's a very good guess. No. Who's the blank? Anybody?
You should know. You should know.
I think, yeah.
John Franco.
Yeah. Yes!
Has
your
to
guy.
Be John Franco.
I guess
right.
He's not busy tomorrow.
He's everywhere.
Unbelievable.
So I thought that was kind of cool. So good for Johnny Franco. Yankees, Tigers yesterday. Not good for the Bombers.
In close infield pitch. Swung on line drive center field. That will get down. And the first runner went back to third. He's got the second runner right behind him. Here's the throw to the plate. The second runner is safe.
You know, I was listening to the game in the car, and it was funny. Instead of throwing to the post-game show, Dave threw to the news with Robin. I was like, this doesn't make any sense. I don't know what he's doing.
Hey now. 6-2 was the final. Andy Ibañez with a 3-run homer in the third. Yeah. The 5 of the 6 runs were given up by Carlos Rodon. Well, 6 runs, but the 5 earned. He is now 1-2 with a 5.19 ERA through his first 3 starts. He says wasn't perfect. He knows it cost him.
Just baseball. There's a couple pitches I want back. The 1-2 Malloy up and away. Supposed to be down away and missed the changeup to Ibañez.
Series will continue today. Another afternoon game at 1:10 on Sports Radio 660 AM. Coverage at 12:30. Carlos Carrasco, the start for the Bombers. Schoolboy goes for the Tigers. The Nationals took on the Dodgers. Now, the Nationals won the game, but Shohei Ohtani doing what he does.
Now a 2-0 pitch. Ohtani swings, hammers it deep to right. This one's heading back to the wall. It is gone. A home run. And Ohtani ties the game with his 4th home run of the season.
I play it because he came up one thing shy of the cycle. Which of the 4 do you think he knew he hit the home run? Which one do you think he missed on?
I also saw this.
You're a pain in the ass.
We see everything.
We don't see everything. I see very little these days, but this one
I saw. Most people would answer the triple. It was not the case. He missed out by the double.
Yeah.
So he had 3 hits, a single, a triple, and a home run. Dodgers did lose before the game. They were at the White House. Of the many people that President Trump commented on was one Mookie Betts.
Mookie. That guy can play, can't he? I mean, unbelievable. You really
Mookie is, I've been watching it. I don't want to say I watched him when he was on Boston, but I did. I didn't think that was a particularly good trade when they made it, and I happen to be right.
I think Red Sox fans would agree with him. That is true. So the Dodgers lose, but did have a good day. And from the world of college softball, now why would I ever play that? So we've heard of the announcer jinx, and in a lot of times, I mean, these things happen and nothing ever happens, but when they do, we highlight them. So I don't know if you would call this a jinx or not. I would say this is more the annoyed announcers, if you will, that probably should have been in the dugout. This is Purdue Minnesota softball. That's all I'll say. And then just here you go.
Yeah, and to be completely honest, this is the worst possible matchup for Purdue right now. Just seeing Kraft at the plate when the inning has already gotten out of your hands, you don't want to see someone that can put the ball over the wall at the plate, and there it goes.
And Kraft, right on cue, over the wall. Nothing she can do but look at it. Kraft, another three-run bomb here.
That was pretty funny. So, right on cue as well. That reminded me of the, was it the Bull and the Fox? No. Who was the people that Minko interviewed, did the interview with?
Oh, Andy the Walrus?
Yes. That reminded me of the Walrus.
Wolf and the Walrus.
Yes, the Wolf and the Walrus. Yeah.
Bull and the Fox and the Wolf and the Walrus.
Well, the Bull and the Fox was...
It's a show. It was Adam Bull show.
It's Adam Bull right. Show, yeah.
The old show.
Yeah.
But the other one was the Wolf and the Walrus. Because the wolf was soft-spoken like that kid was. And then all of a sudden the Walrus chimed in.
Right. Hello, John. Andy the Walrus here.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And I'm sorry to play this, but Sam Rosen having a tough time as he's heading into retirement. And the Rangers is not doing him any favors.
Up top, that shot went wide. Taken by J.J. Moser, and they score again. The Lightning come right back. Back-to-back goals.
And a belly-to-belly-to-belly as they would score like, you know, three times in 145.
He didn't want it. You got a guy that's half his size, and he goes right underneath them, gets right in front of the goal, puts the effort forth, and next thing you know, it's in the back of the net.
Well, that goal was from Yanni Gourde.
That trade's been.
Nikita Kucherov and Braden Point also scoring in that span. Point adding another power play goal. And the Rangers season is not going well with not many games to go. They lose 5-1. Devils, Bruins tonight. Islanders in at Nashville.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
The Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We'll be leaving for Masters on the Range, what, at 9:30, I believe, today? Is that the time? 9:30 today?
I believe it's 9 o'clock.
Oh, 9 o'clock. Okay, 9 o'clock. So we got just a few more minutes here.
Yes, they had a washout at the Masters.
Yes, they did. But at 9:01, unfortunately for the CBS Sports Network audience, Boomer's going to be making a huge announcement after 9 o'clock. Kidding. I'm kidding.
Yeah, you're just kidding.
You know, there's a couple of things that, like, when they start out, it's fine, but then get completely overdone and overused. I'm going to point out two of those things right now.
Okay.
And one is everybody doing food ratings. Dave Portnoy started something with the pizza ratings that was, you know, I mean, it wasn't the most original idea in the world, but it blew up and it was good and it was funny and he walked outside and he had interactions with people on the sidewalk and ended up blowing up and it was great and it was highlighting local businesses and it was awesome.
You can say whatever you want about Dave Portnoy, whether you like his politics, whether you like his entertainment, whether you like his brand, it doesn't matter. During 2020, what did he do? He raised millions of dollars for small businesses all across the country.
Absolutely, yeah. So
all good.
Yeah, no, 100%. This is not in any way a criticism of Dave Portnoy. It's actually a homage to him in a way because everybody now has tried to do that after him, and they're doing the same damn stuff. They're doing the same rating system. They're doing the same, okay, I'm going to take a bite. I'm going to sit here. I'm going to chew. Just because he did it and had success doesn't mean that you can. It's like he found something that worked that was original. So don't just do what he's doing with a different food or a soda or God knows what.
I could tell you.
With something original.
I could have done it last night at Nobu downtown.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, my God. It was 5-star.
Okay.
I mean, their sushi was unbelievable, but these Wagyu tacos?
Wagyu taco?
A Wagyu taco, yes.
Oh, that sounds unbelievable.
I think I ate 8 of them last night.
That sounds fantastic.
And they were small, you know, small little finger bites. They weren't like big giant tacos, but man, they were good.
Yeah, and so that sounds delicious. The other thing is that people are oversaying now that you can't go anywhere without someone using this phrase. So the original one of these was, so you're saying there's a chance when everybody does that. The new, so you're saying there's a chance is, I didn't have that on my bingo card. That has been overused every time I turn. Having this happen today, I didn't have that on my bingo card. All right, we get it now. We got the bingo card. Now, everybody said it in America on every platform?
I think so.
Something else. God, sir.
I didn't have this on my bingo card. You bringing it up.
Oh, I think I'm going to give this 8.2 out of 10.
I do not think I've ever said that.
What?
What you just said.
Which one of them? I said two
the
different
bingo
things.
Card.
Oh, well, you just did, yeah.
Well, I just did because I was trying to annoy you.
I mean, would you be? I'm not saying you
there's
were
nothing
doing
better
things.
Than really kind of like annoying you. There's one better thing.
Annoying Jerry.
Annoying Jerry, yes. I live for that when Captain Sunshine comes in here every morning. I live to try to get under his skin.
Yeah, I mean,
I have to admit it.
Oh, without a doubt. And for whatever reason, he's still, there's some days he can deflect and other days it absorbs into him. And like this morning when he was doing a voice.
Yes.
Hey, you look like you're dressed up like golf. You're going to hit yourself in the face with a golf ball tonight? That'd be hilarious. Maybe you'll die.
Yeah, he lost it today. He definitely did.
I love that.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's one of the things that keeps me coming back. he's a beauty, man.
Hey, Boomer, up your ass.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep. That was something today when you were doing the winter thing. He doesn't like. Which I can understand because there's certain things that you will beat the dead horse with me about as well. He really doesn't like it. is the going back to the well things, you know, with the winter thing is something that you're going back to. He's fighting back on that.
Right, now. And the other thing is, too, is that Jerry Jones is not dead.
Yep.
And that Skydance Sports is doing a 10-part documentary on the life of Jerry Jones.
Wow, 10 parts?
Well, I mean, at least 10 parts. They might find more on the cutting floor and decide to put more into it.
Wow, that's incredible. I mean, I would imagine that would be really, really entertaining.
Yes, it would be.
10 parts is long. I mean, that's like some Ken Burns stuff, you know?
Yes, it is.
Like how many parts were they? Well,
think about Jerry's life. I mean, you know, you got him as a football player at Arkansas. I'm not sure how he grew up. Oil man, buys the Cowboys, fires Tom Landry, hires Jimmy Johnson, breaks up with Jimmy Johnson. As, you know, maybe one of the greatest teams ever assembled in the NFL in the early mid-90s.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a, and then obviously everything after that. The new stadium, you know, the practice facility, the promotions, the yacht.
I mean,
there's a million things you can get involved in with him.
That is true. So, that's another one, Eddie, that he just dropped in my ear there. So the Ken Burns baseball, the original one was 9 episodes, and they added 2 more, 10 and 11. This is essentially like a Ken Burns. This is 10 parts. That's a big deal, man.
Well, it is. I guess, when you sit around and you start thinking about doing documentaries on certain storylines, and you start thinking about people, obviously, as opposed to events.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you are a dyed-in-the-wool sports fan, and there are millions of us that obviously all know who he is, it'd be like Dr. Buss, right? It would be you could do one. I'm trying to think. You could do one on Jim Dolan, for God's sake.
You could. Jerry's got a lot more going on there than Jim Dolan. But yes, but Jerry.
Well, Jim Dolan's got the sports and the entertainment.
Yeah, indeed. He's one of the dad thing, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Jim
also had the substance abuse problems, fighting it, then became a lead singer or a bit part of a band.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't think he's a bit part. I mean, I think he's the...
I don't mean a bit part. The JD in the Straight Shot.
Yeah, right.
He's the lead guy.
That's right. He's the lead guy.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.